Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Hey, what's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys we get to do what I do. I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool film music composers, we have Goya-nominated film composer Tony M. Meir coming to the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like the music we're being playing today, you let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Or if you just like to read some write some nice comments or fan mail, that kind of stuff. I love reading them out from time to time. So again, love reading those. So you can email again, tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Also, if you'd like to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest of the hour, Goya-nominated film composer Tony M. Meir, and our guest co-host, go to our Facebook pages, which is at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, at formerly known as Twitter, which is now X. That's Tyrone Tan over on X. And then thanks to the hacker there, it's at Instagram. Go to at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. That's at Tyrone Tan Official. And then there's this new thing called Threads. You could check me out at Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So without further ado, we're going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. First off, I want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts we've had throughout the seasons. I just want to say thank you all. It's always fun to have my guest co-hosts on here and various different ones all the time. And now we're bringing in, first time into the studio, dear friend, new friend, guest co-host, actor John F. Thompson. Welcome.
Is it? Thomas.
Thomas. I can't even read my own writing. Thomas. Sorry, dude. John, and I'll tell you why I'm thinking Thompson. Anyways.
It happens.
John F. Thomas. That's my bad. Welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN, my man.
Thank you, man. I'm excited.
Cool. Well, it's first time here. I know we met recently throughout. We'll give a shout out to our dear producer friend of ours, Roy Shelliff.
Yeah, man. He's a good dude.
Yeah, Roy Shell, what's up, my man? And he was in your hot seat for a bit as a guest co-host one time.
Nice.
So, let's tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you're about, and then before we bring in our guest of the hour.
Yeah, man, it's going to be hard to match the guest of the hour, but I'll do my best. I am an award-winning actor. I'm also an multi-award-winning producer.
Awesome.
And I'm a writer as well, so I'm like a man in many different hats. And now, thanks to you, man, this is another notch in my co-host belt or my hosting belt. So I'm very appreciative, man. Thank you.
No problem. Well, it's great. We'll give a shout out. You worked on a film with our mutual friend Roy.
Yeah, yeah.
What film was that?
So that was called American Jukebox.
Okay, American Jukebox.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I played a singer in that, Lionel Jones, So basically, I'm like the inspiration in the film to the film's main character. I'm playing up there with my band. I'm rocking it out, and that's, I think, the first time I really showcased my singing abilities, which is odd for it, awesome, it to have taken this long.
Awesome. Well, it's cool. And then what do you think people got to be familiar with you? Any projects that you like to highlight really quick?
Oh, man, probably the most popular right now is the Darman episodes.
The Darman. Darman. Oh, actually, I have a friend of mine that's on there, Caden Tokarski. Caden, young girl.
Yeah.
She's in a lot of those.
She's good.
Yeah, she was actually here as a guest as well.
Nice.
But yeah, she does a lot of those. And I know Darman, you guys got millions
yeah.
of viewers watching those shows
all over the world.
Yeah, because it's one of the highest rated type of web series.
I think he posted something recently. He's like number two in Forbes, if I
number
saw that
two
correctly.
In Forbes. Wow. So yeah. Darman, so you have a bunch of episodes on those.
Yeah, I have like now I've been counting. I haven't been counting.
Yeah,
yeah, 22.
Wow,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So they could check you out. They're obviously different. You know, the way Darman works, it has a lot of different episodes. But sometimes yeah. the actors are playing different characters all the time. Yeah. So it's not the same character all the time. So you have a different one.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So you just go check you out on Darman Studios.
Yeah, yeah. Or Darman. Just go there, or you can like go to my website as well. Just John F. Thomas. Go there. I have all of the episodes that I'm in posted there, so you can go check it out if you don't feel like trying to scour the web. you can just go to one place.
So that's John F. Thomas. That's J O H N, and mm-hmm. then what's the F stand for?
Franklin.
Franklin.
Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah.
then
presidential.
Okay. And then Thomas. T H O M A S.
Yes.
And then what about your socials?
The social is official John F. Thomas for Instagram mm-hmm. and YouTube. For Facebook, it's just actually you can do the same at official John F. Thomas, and yeah, I'll pop up.
All right. Well, by any chance, I don't know if you know. By any chance, did you get the memo?
Oh, yeah.
The memo is we talk about the guest host. We talk about some movie reviews. By any chance, have you seen any movies in the theater lately, or possibly if not in theater, you know, it could be anywhere else?
Actually, you know, I saw the one. You already talked about this one though, but it was Transformers 1.
Oh, Transformers 1?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you... Yeah, we already did... Well,
yeah, I know you already did it. That's why I said you already talked about it, but...
But, you know, we could get your baby your take since it's still out. And you've seen it. Okay, well, you know, we'll do this. We'll do a recap of Transformers 1 because now we get your take. Well, so we could give... unless there's another movie you want to talk about.
No, I think that's the last one I saw in the theater.
Or since it's... Maybe it's kind of out of the Halloween time. Maybe is there any horror films that you've seen lately?
No, I haven't seen any horror films lately. Because I know I've seen something, but I haven't. Oh, I tell you, it's an old film, though. But nothing new. I think the newest thing was the Transformers 1.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So let's talk about Transformers 1. Since we'll get you your take, you'll get you see what you think. Because, you know, hey, maybe people missed that last show. So we'll do another recap here on Transformers 1, rated PG, directed by Josh Cooley, starring the voices of the awesome Chris Hemsworth, Brian T. Henry, Scarlett Johansson, Keegan-Michael Key. Mm-hmm. Lawrence Fishburne, Steve Buscemi, John Hamm, a plethora of great talent. I got to check it out. I loved it. Mm. What did you think?
No, it was great. I didn't want to look at it. But
really?
my one of my friends, they wanted to see it, so I said, all right, because I was trying to, I wanted to see Joker 2 instead.
Okay.
But we went to go see, because I've been kind of burnt out on Transformers, and because they haven't been doing as well as I wanted them to do.
Yeah.
But my expectations were low, but I went in and I saw this movie. This movie was great. It was really good.
Yeah.
I think same thing like you said. I wanted to go see it again because I was like, man, this movie is really good. The voice acting was on point. John Hamm did amazing. I didn't even know that was him.
Yeah.
He did amazing in his role in Keegan-Michael. Mike and he's awesome as usual. And the story, it was good. I thought it was going to be a little too hammy based off of the trailer.
Yeah, that's why I think just the promotion of it,
right.
I think that's what turned off a lot of the hardcore fans, which even myself, I was, mm-hmm. I mean, nothing wrong with it, but you had to, you actually have to see it.
Yeah.
Because I think they might have promoted it for a certain audience. I don't know.
You thought it was for kids.
Yeah.
Like,
and
watching
then you watched it. It was really well done. So anyways, so you highly recommend checking out in theaters?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I agree. And this is our second time reviewing Transformers 1. But again, we're getting John F. Thomas's take on this.
Yeah.
So again, so you highly recommend. Okay, so it's Transformers 1 rated PG out there in theaters.
Yep.
All right, so cool, man. Without further ado, did you get the Endo memo?
Oh, wow.
The other memo is that the guest co-host of the hour arranges a way to make the guest of the hour, to make them feel special, bring them in on special ways. Sometimes you bring them in limos, hang gliders, Millennium Falcons, anything like that. By any chance, did you arrange a way to bring in our guest of the hour to make him feel special? I mean, if not, I could always go to my backup plan, man. So
I did. This took a lot of work.
Okay.
But he's coming in on jet ski.
Really? Jet ski?
Yeah,
I've never, you know, actually, I don't think we've had anyone come on jet skis before.
And he has a foot, each foot is on a dolphin.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. You know, I don't think we ever had that. I'm wondering, we had like a whole like ocean thing coming through around the studio. It was recently built, maybe because of you.
Yeah.
But that would be the first time to have someone coming in, on a dolphin with jet skis in this weather. But yeah, great choice. But anyways, with first time for everything, I'm just wondering, why did they fill up the rest of the road with a bunch of water? And yeah, you know, but you know, it's for that. But so what we're gonna be, he is, I don't know if you know about him, he is a Goya nominated film music composer. I don't know if you know, listen, I've been doing research.
Yeah.
Goya is like the Oscars of like Spain.
Yeah, it's man. I did not know.
But you know what I hear. But you know, he has all done films from, well, I'm gonna, there's a Latin America movie. Mm. Well, I translated in English. Okay. It's called it's on Max. Yeah. It's the music composing for I guess English translation would be From the Other Side of the Garden.
Ooh.
He's got an upcoming film, an animation coming up called Kayara.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, he's actually you know, I was referred from a dear friend of mine. Okay. I mean, I'll you know, give her a shout out, Ale.
Yeah.
Salinas. Ale out there. So you're gonna arrange this way. So we'll just bring him in. All yeah, right. So on the count of three, you'll open up that hatch door, okay, press the button, mm-hmm, and then we'll whistle in the dolphins. I guess we'll bring him in. And his name is Tony M. Mir, and he's again a film music composer, a Goya nominated, award-winning film composer. So again, on the count of three, one, two, and three. Well, we'll sit in one, two, and three. Here he comes!
Wow,
coming in on the jet skis, on the dolphins. Oh my gosh, he's waving to all the fans out there.
Yeah,
he's even taking pictures. They're throwing roses at him.
Yeah.
People, I don't know if he's married or not. I think he is. He's stopping for some selfies over there. He's going on one leg, waving to everybody. All the paparazzi's over there. All right, here he comes. Oh, he's coming up. He's taking off that life vest. Okay, here he comes. Oh, look at those. He's all dressed up in duds.
Wow, what a
hunk. Coming in. Oh, he's giving some kisses to the dolphins. Oh, look at that. There he is. Up, signing more autographs. Coming in. Well, that's what happens when you're a Goya nominated award winning film music composer. Here he is, coming into the studio, film composer Tony M. Mir. Welcome, Tony M. Mir, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Thank you.
Welcome, man.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. A handsome man.
Yeah, look at that. All right, look at those dolphins. Oh, well, hey, you did it right. You brought in the dolphins. No, dolphins, we never had that before.
Yeah, you know, I try something new. You
know? Awesome. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, again, Tony M. Mir, Goya nominated film composer. Welcome, man, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Thank you.
All right. Well, cool. Well, what we want to do, we want the audience to get to know you. If not fans already, maybe get to, you know, become fans and then follow your work. Or if not, you know, get you out here, you know, not only just in the U.S., worldwide, here to hopefully get to know you as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If that made sense. I was talking too fast. But anyways, so Tony M. Mir, what does the M stand for? Do you mind me asking?
I don't understand the
question. The M? The letter
M? Yeah. It's Miguel.
Miguel. Okay. Tony Miguel. Yeah. So Tony Miguel Mir, but you go by M. Yeah. Tony M. Mir. First off, you want to give a shout out to our friend? You want to say Ale, who kind of introduces us?
Ale, thanks for giving this contact to me and to be here.
Yeah, she's a dear friend, and it was kind of cool when she kind of hit me up, and I was just like, you know, it's Ale Salinas.
Yeah.
And
she's my producer.
She's your producer. Awesome. Yeah. But yeah, so I was like, you know, she talked about you highly, and then so now you're here. So again, so let's talk. I don't know, did your people talk to my people? Did you get the memo?
No.
The memo.
Yeah.
We start off with a hard hitting question first. Ooh, okay. Then we'll go easier. Okay. Hard hitting question is, were you born and raised?
Oh, that's a tough one. That is a tough one.
I was born in Barcelona, in Spain,
mm-hmm,
and raised in Barcelona, Spain. So, and I lived 1 year here in LA.
Okay.
And, well, basically it's that.
Awesome. Now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be, you know, a film composer, a musician, or, you know, what did you?
Well, I began when I was, my first memory is with a piano at my home, with my mother used to have a piano. And I remember playing with the piano, not playing the piano, playing with the piano, because I like to. I think that this was very important for my understanding of music, how to play and find sounds, and I think that I made some connections in my brain, and that gave me my way of understanding music. And then, well, I went to the school, and when I finished my high school, I thought that I wanted to do something related with music. I didn't know exactly what, but I had some bands, and I used to write songs and everything. But suddenly I thought that I found a studio where they made music for commercials.
Okay.
And I started there to writing for commercials. And, well, I'm still doing a lot of music for commercials. This is what. And I think that the music for commercials, I've learned a lot with that because it's like a way to... you have to find how to express things very fast and emotions and how to... be part of the narrative of the stories. So.
Nice. Well, who was your inspirations growing up as a film composer?
Well, in Spain, I used to like a lot José Nieto. That was a very important music composer, film music composer, and Bernard Herrmann here in the States with Hitchcock or. Hans Zimmer, all this.
Like my personal favorite, John Williams.
Williams.
Yeah.
So Ennio Morricone. I love Ennio Morricone.
Yeah. So cool. So then, were your parents supportive of you when you said, I want to be a film composer?
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
My guest host, any questions for his earlier career before we get into the nitty gritty?
Yeah. So when you were playing around on the piano, did you start composing things and you didn't even know like how to compose yet? Or did you go to a school to learn how to compose? Like how was, because I know that's what I did. I just played around and here's a song.
And I think that it's very important, this thing, that starting with this kind of things that you don't know exactly what you do, but you are getting familiar with the instrument and the music. And I began to do that when I was 1 or 2 years or 3 years, and then my mother told me one day, well, maybe you could study, because and then I entered in the Conservatorio of Liceu. It's a big school in Barcelona to learn piano, but I've always been interested in composing more than playing or performance. So that's why I found some years ago an score that I did when I was 6.
Wow.
And well, it was very simple, but it was really nice to find this, and so my thing would be I've been always composed.
Awesome. Yeah. Now, what do you think was your first break in the film composing? Because that's it's like a lot of people I interview want to get into acting, filmmaking. Well, not many film composing, so it's very special and unique. So, what going into that field? What do you think was your first break as a film composer where you said, I think I could be able to do this for the rest of my life?
Yeah, well, I have a funny thing that when I started in this studio and composing for commercials, they gave me the opportunity to write a song for an ice cream that was called Pirulo in Spain. And, well, I was like an intern and at this day, so I made my demo. They said, okay, looks good. I finished the demo. Then it went to on air, on TV, and it was so successful.
Wow.
They had to stop the campaign because they were selling too much. They couldn't.
What?
Wow.
That's insane.
They couldn't, well.
Man, you're too good.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you're a Goya nominated award.
Well, and then I thought, well, maybe I can do this at least in commercial, in advertising. So, but then when some years later, I had the opportunity to work with a very well-known theater company in Spain. Mm-hmm. That was La Fura dels Baus. But they were three directors. That it's quite difficult to lead with because one said one thing, the other one said another thing, so I had to understand everything and try to do what all of them wanted, and it was also good. This movie was also nominated for Goya, not me, but the movie. It was very good, and since then I've been working on that.
That's awesome.
Also in commercials and.
So, what was the film that you got nominated for as a Goya? Yeah. And then Goya for that. Like, listen, I did my research. Someone said, no. A little birdie told me. No, so the Goya is like equivalent to the Oscars in the in U.S., which is in Spain.
Yeah.
What was it like being nominated, and what was the film for that you got nominated for?
It was for La Inocencia, The Innocence, would be the translation.
Okay, cool. And then what was it like being nominated?
Well, it was a surprise because this was a very small movie with low budget and was an indie movie. And it was very interesting. And also because... the music of this movie was like copla. Copla is a kind of music. I don't know if you know. It's very typical from Spain, and I've never done anything like that. I wasn't into this kind of music, and I had to understand how it worked and try to do something believable, but at the same time with my touch. And it was really happy that it was nominated.
So what we're going to be doing, speaking of music, and we're going to talk about like all that, like when you're being nominated, for people that don't know what film composing is versus like music, we're going to play this, kind of educate the audience here. For those that don't know, a lot of people do, but the film composing is pretty much like kind of like the background music that you would, I wouldn't say what's the best, post a song, like when you watch a movie, there's soundtracks, but then the film composers, such as like John Williams, it's, you know, you got the Indiana Jones theme and Star Wars themes. Is that how would you best describe what film composing is for someone that maybe doesn't know?
I would say it's complex, but I would say that film composing is a very effective tool to help to explain things that you cannot do it just with the video or just with the image or just with the actors or just with the story. And I can give you some clues of some things that you never see in the movie, but I can explain it
in music.
With the music.
Awesome. Mm. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to give the audience a taste of some of your composing for those that don't, or maybe you guys are filmmakers out there that we need a composer or anything like that, you know, or just looking, but just like to hear good music and put him on your notch as a good composer out there, because he is a Goya nominated award-nominated Goya film composer. So why don't you introduce? Do you mind? We're going to playing one of yours. Is this from the new film that's coming up? Kayar. Kayar. It's a main theme song.
Yeah.
Or a composing song.
Well, okay. it's the main theme.
Okay, main theme. So for you guys, we'll give a taste and we'll play a little bit, and then give the audience a taste of what film composing is. Maybe you guys close your eyes, but don't tune out, and then maybe you could start to visualize what's probably happening from this score.
Okay.
So my guest co-host, John F. Thomas, you want to introduce this song? We just call it Kayara.
Kayara.
It's the main theme song or composing for this new film that you are composing. It's an animation coming up. So you want to introduce this song again and then by Tony Amir, and then we'll be right back with Tony Amir. We thought that we have any websites or social medias you could plug really quick.
Well, my website is Tony with I, TONIMMIR.com. Mm-hmm. Or Trafalgar13.com, that it's my studio.
Okay, what is it one more time?
Trafalgar.
Can you spell that out?
Yeah, TRAFALGAR.
Okay.
13.com.
Okay, so that's Tony M. Mir.
.com
or exactly. Trafalgar13.com.
And my Instagram is Tony M. Mir.
Okay, awesome. Well, great. So we'll introduce the song. We'll be back more with Goya nominated award film composer Tony Amir. This is my guest co-host John F. Thomas, actor, gonna introduce this song here.
And this is Kayara from the Goya nominated Tony Amir. Tune in and vibe out.
All right, here it is. Kayara, which is the main theme. Again, this is a film composing song or music track that Tony Amir has scored, and from an upcoming animation film. And we'll be right back. Here we go, guys, with Kayara. One more time, John F. intro.
Kayara. The main thing from the Goya nominated Tony and me.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. All right, here we go. Kayara.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
All right. That was a tidbit of the theme song of Kayara, a new animated film coming out, I think, in the new year, next year.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
How long does it take you to compose something like that? Again, this Kayara, which is coming up. Again, if you like that, let me know. Just email me, tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really, really like that, check him out. Check out his website, which is at Tony M. Meir. That's T-O-N-I. M as in Mary, and then another M as in Mary, IR.com. That's TonyMMeir.com. If you're looking for maybe music composing, or maybe just want to touch base with him, or his Instagram is also at TonyMMeir.
Exactly.
And then his company is named, what website, one more time?
Trafalgar.
Which is spelled one more time?
Trafalgar. 13.com.
Awesome. Well, check him out again if you like that. But so how long does it take you to like, compose an average of a movie? I mean, it could take for a while.
Yeah,
but what's
it depends
what, what's
on the movie. But for example, this movie, and in general, animation movies, they have a lot of music, so it takes longer. Mm. Maybe for the whole movie, between all the process and stuff, like 3 months or something like that.
Mm.
And that's after like, it's the film's completed, and the director will kind of give you an idea what they want. And
well, yeah, I talk. Well, you talk with the director, you read the script, and yeah, we have a lot of discussions. We make some demos, and then he gave me big feedback while they are animating, because the first thing that I receive is like just the draws without moving, you know, without animating.
Yeah.
So it's you have to try to understand what it will happen there and stuff, and then record with the orchestra if you record, in this case we recorded with the Budapest Orchestra. Then the mix, so it takes long.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to the audience. Another tidbit. We're gonna do this. It's another song. Can you? This was a longer title, so I'm gonna have you introduce this. And it's a different and not in English. So can it's, you t- maybe yeah. we'll give a t- we'll give a little bit of this this song score.
Yeah, Mi Niño No Pudo Más. I think it's called.
Okay. And what is this from? A film or?
This is for a film. Yes, it's for the other film that we were talking. Del Otro Lado del Jardín, from the other side of the garden.
Okay. Mm. So we'll have this. We'll just play. We'll give an audience a little taste of this, kind of give you an idea. Sure. Maybe you could. So I'm kind of narrate a little bit. So right now I could see someone maybe contemplating something very sad. They're sitting in their couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's something like that.
Something of that nature. I kind of get up, look at the diary. Something went wrong.
Right.
Yeah. This is a drama.
Flashback into the past.
Look into the mirror. Regretting of marrying this person. But this kind of gives you an idea. That's what, like, for people that aren't aware of, of film composing, but just how music, and that's very beautiful. Again, the name of that. What was the name of that one?
Del Otro Lado del Jardín is the name of the movie. From the Other Side of the Garden would be the translation.
Okay.
And yeah, this cue, I think it's Mi Niño No Pudo Más. Mm. It's very interesting because this is a story about. It's based on a real story. In Colombia, one man tried to assist his mother to die because she wanted to die, like euthanasia. But it was the first case, and he was in a tribal. He was judged because of that, and he won. And from that moment, the euthanasia is legal in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And in this scene is when the mother is like holding his son, telling him that she wanted to die.
Wow, very beautiful. So, wow, the show's wrapping up really quick. I know, but that's very inspiring to hear. And the, your music is very beautiful.
Thank you.
As well as it, you know, the time goes by quick.
Yeah. It's very, very
but
moving.
Very, very moving. And then, so what would you like to do? Obviously, movies. I mean, you get you know, nominated for awards. I mean, you do commercials. What would be your is your goal to continue to do movies, television? What do you want to do?
I want to do everything because I need to do different things. Mm. I cannot stay just with one thing. Mm-hmm. This is one thing that is very valuable in Europe. We appreciate it a lot. Someone who can do a lot of things. No, here maybe in the United States sometimes you're more specialized and people try to specialize in one thing. But I like to change because I'm also a little quite nervous and I need to do things. I'm mm-hmm. like and I like to if I'm in a movie for 3 months, then I love to change and do a commercial in 1 week. You know,
awesome.
Something fresh.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Nice. And
well, it's inspiring to hear. The show's about inspiring others. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, Tony M. Muir, and become a Goya nominated film composer?
You have to work hard. Okay. You have to try to don't give up because it's a very hard industry in general, advertising and movies. And also try to listen to the life and try to convert this what you hear in music. If you cannot listen, you cannot write music, I think. This is a thing. When I've met good composers, they always have this particular thing that they know how to listen to people.
Mm.
Because you have to get this emotions and translate it into music.
Yeah. All right. And John F. Thomas, you have any inspiring words of wisdom for maybe someone wants to become an actor?
Man, just pay attention to find somebody who inspires you. And just like he said, I hate to piggyback off, but it's true. Work hard. Work harder than the other person that you think is working hard. You have to, if you want to be great, just put in the work and you'll see the results.
Awesome.
Don't give up.
Well, thank you so much, Tony M. Muir.
Thank you.
And thank you, John F. Thomas, for coming in as a guest
thank
host.
You.
But Tony, so how can people check you out one more time? Or you got anything upcoming? Obviously, you got Kayara. Anything else? Or you want to talk, really plug, really quick?
Kayara, it's been worldwide released next year in 2025. And probably the El Otro Lado del Jardín will be soon in America.
Then you got from the Other Side of the Garden, which is on Max right now.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then social media websites one more time.
Yeah. Trafalgar 13, it's mystudio.com. TonyMmuir.com, my personal website. And TonyMmuir, my Instagram.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. God bless you. Again, thank you, Ali, as well.
Yeah.
And again, thank you for all. And then John F. Thomas, social media is one more time.
Oh, man. Official John F. Thomas on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. You can probably just find me, John F. Thomas, but regardless. Yeah, those are. And on X, it's different. It's JTSLIM, as in Mary, CUTTA. They wouldn't let me change it because the handle's too long, well, or whatever.
Well, we also want to say give a shout out to your lovely wife who's in the studio, Mariona. You want to say hi really quick?
Hi.
All right. it's a great having good moral support in it as well. So thank you, Mariana, for coming in and just having your presence here. Well, thank you again, Tony M. Muir.
Thank you.
Congratulations on all your success. God bless you with all that you do. And I can't wait to see and hear more of you and hopefully maybe collaborate together. Or for you guys want to collaborate with him, mm-hmm. all you filmmakers out there, check him out. Check out his websites, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, hopefully he'll be your John Williams or Hans Zimmer or anything like that on your projects. All right. God bless you guys. And thank you again, John F. Thomas. And again, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Like the end of my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye. Bye.